You're listening to The Raycast, your quick stop for interesting info and what's cool, current, and disruptive.
Are you ready?
Stepping to the mic now, here's your host, Ray Gerard.
Welcome to episode 40 of The Raycast. Probably hearing a little background noise. I am out and about. That's the beauty of today's technology. You can podcast at any time, anywhere. I'm about to go for a run. So right now I'm walking in the woods. A little bit of there's a dog after me, but I'm gonna be all right because this dog is fenced in. Well, that's pretty good for the background acoustics, right? Hello. All right, doggy. Anyway, I am participating this month of January in a run streak, which means pretty soon we'll be away from the dog, so don't worry. A run streak is when you run every day for a specified amount of time. And in the month of January, I'll be running every day. Today's the 9th. This will be my 9th run. I'm doing a little warm-up right now. A little walking warm-up. And actually what's happening is I'm walking along the perimeter of a fence by a dog park. And this dog is having fun following me around and barking. So there's nothing I can do about that. But yeah, getting back to it, run streak. This is the North End Run Club, run streak. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Hey. All right. We'll soon be away from the disturbance. But anyway. Okay, and there you have it. I've escaped my doggy friend. As I was saying, I am participating in a run streak this month of January, which requires, or the challenge is, I have to run at least 1 mile every day in the month of January. Outdoors, no treadmills allowed. Which makes it a bit more challenging because it is January and you don't know what the weather's going to do. But that's okay. I did it last year. Had a blast doing it. Ran into some pretty cold weather. And it worked out. So I'm doing it again this year. It's sponsored by the North End Run Club, which is based out of Virginia Beach. And the goal is to join Strava, run your mile or however many miles you want to run, and then post it on Strava with the hashtag NERCStreak. Sorry about that. It's getting a little bit windy out here. Let me see if I can take cover from the wind for a moment. But yeah, I think I'm going to do some intervals today. So I'm about to get my run in. Got to do a little bit of a warm-up first. It's 40 degrees out here today. I'm dressed for the occasion. And sunny. So that's comforting to have the sun in your face at least. But one thing I always do when I run in the cold, I always wear shorts. I don't, unless it's 10 degrees or less, then I'll put on some tights or something warm for the legs. But I find that my legs don't really get cold, so generally I don't wear anything to warm up my legs. But the core, definitely you want to keep your core and your head very well protected in terms of a hat, gloves, and something to keep your core warm, because that's the most important part. So there you have it. I always, every once in a while, I'll record while out and about. I've done this before, not under these conditions. The wind is starting to pick up, but thanks for listening to this segment. I'll be right back when I get inside, and we'll we'll continue this. We'll chat a little bit more. All right, I am back indoors. Thanks for spending some time with me outdoors in the cold, running around with me. Yeah, I've become one of those crazy runners that I used to judge 5 years ago when I wasn't running. So what is this guy doing out here in the cold, in the rain, in the snow? Now, it's me. It's all me, man. I'm out there every day. In fact, I've made it a goal this year, 2020, to run 1,500 miles. And I have, well, last year I ran about 1,470. So I upped the goal just slightly, but I know I'll probably do 1,600 or 1,700. So I'm not worried about the fact that I didn't set a higher bar for myself. But yes, it's been the running journey has been incredible for me. This is my fourth year of running. And this year in March, I will run my first full marathon, 26.2 miles. So I am training for that right now. And I don't know what to expect, man. I'm just going for it. But I'm ready. I've run 5 half marathons. So my body's pretty much, I've been conditioned well, and I believe I can do it. I just don't know what to expect, because they say that when you set big goals, the goal has to scare you a little. You know, that's how you know it's a worthy goal. It's got to scare you slightly. And I think when I said last year that I was going to run a full marathon, I was like, are you sure? My mind was saying to me, my brain was saying, are you sure you want to do this, man? Don't you want to think about it? But yeah, I'm going to go for it. And so this entire podcast has been about my running, right? Yeah, that's pretty much what we're going to talk about. As always, I keep the podcast within 10 minutes. It's always 10 minutes or less. And that's the way I like it. Keep it moving. And also, for those of you interested in what recorder I'm using, it's called Backpack Studio. Backpack Studio is available in the iOS App Store. I believe it's $10. So if you want to record on the go, definitely check out Backpack Studio. And the microphone is any microphone of your choice. Sometimes I use a lapel microphone called the Rode SmartLav. Other times I use a stock microphone that comes with the iPhone. And you can always use a microphone that has a windscreen. I could have used a windscreen today because it was pretty windy out there, but I was not prepared. So, and there you have it. I appreciate you listening. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on Instagram, RAYGA is my Instagram username. And of course, on Twitter, I am at Ray, RAY. So definitely keep in touch, keep the conversation going. All background music brought to you by Andre Louis. He is on Twitter at ONJ Music. You've listened to episode number 40 of the Raycast. Appreciate you as a listener, and I will catch you on the rebound.
You've been locked into the Raycast. Stay up to date with all episodes by subscribing to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Pocket Casts. Or just listen on anchor.fm/Raycast.